Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does feel like I think you were worried I was about to kill off Bob Stoops in the previous segment.
I thought you were, yeah. I really did. I got worried.
I just would like to send my thoughts and prayers, not to the family of Patrick Mahomes or Patrick Mahomes himself for tearing his ACL, ending his season and impacting next year, but I would really like to take all my thoughts and prayers and just send them out to the media members who acted like the NFL died yesterday when Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL.
Well, it was very interesting news. I listen, it will be less interesting without Patrick Mahomes.
And
we got to see how long this thing lasts, too. Like, think about the runway Josh Allen has for this upcoming postseason, by the way. There's going to be no Joe Burrow. There's going to be no Patrick Mahomes.
Might not be any Lamar.
That's the other part of this I was going to bring in the equation. And then even if you do have to face the Steelers, it'll be with a 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers. Like, if he doesn't get this done in the AFC this year, I don't know that you're ever getting it done.
Let's look at Josh Allen's life here. Marries a wonderful Hollywood actress, Hailee Steinfeld.
Knocks up Hailee Steinfeld.
Knocks her up. And now the good Lord single-handedly reached down and knocked out at least two of your three biggest adversaries in the NFL out. The Lord is paving the path for you here,
well,
guy.
Is it paving the path, or is it really about to hit reality and just have it slap you in the face?
That'd be the funniest thing in the world if Josh Allen still topped out like the divisional round.
It's like on the table. It's very much on the table. He's got this great team, but it's really more James Cook than it is anything right now, that run game. Like, there's a lot of good things happening with them, but like this is what he's been waiting for the entire time he's been in the league. And they could still end up losing to, like, I don't know, a very injured Chargers team in Justin Herbert.
But I think this might be enough to get Sean McDermott fired if they don't win.
So if they don't, then this is endgame. This is it. Yeah. It's over. And so then it opens up that path that we actually do have to dread as Browns fans, the idea that Stefanski would end up in Buffalo and be gifted Josh Allen to have so many people just wax poetic about how great he is, when in reality, he's not great at all.
You know, guys, I was in Philadelphia, so I know exactly about, we'd make some.
Well, I mean, replacing Sean McDermott with Kevin Stefanski is you're basically just swapping out the same person, just different. One does defense, one does offense.
I don't know. I think Sean McDermott might be more of an actual leader.
I don't get that vibe.
He likes to yell. He's also, by the way, he's also, I think, from Philadelphia.
And he's got like that cool
pregame speech. Really great, Nick.
He's got like that cool story about him with the snowmobile and being basically had to be saved in a snowstorm once by a random Bills fan. But like he's the defensive version of Stefanski.
I mean, listen, the amount of conversations that this led to yesterday with people with me of like, all right, who you got? And it's funny because the Chiefs were not, because they lost this game, they weren't making the playoffs regardless. But it was the finality of this with the injury where it felt like, despite nothing really changing yesterday, other than we're not going to watch Pat Mahomes the final three meaningless regular season games. Nothing really changed yesterday with this loss other than him being out for the rest of the season, but yet it still felt like the entire NFL opened wide.
Well, that's because look at the last two seasons. Mahomes' numbers weren't great, but his postseason numbers were. Yeah. And in the postseason, you could never count out Mahomes in the postseason. He just has that it factor. He's got everything you would want in being able to make something out of nothing. And so, like, you had to be fearful of that. Now you just don't have to be. And so if I'm like Drake May in year two trying to pull off a Joe Burrow who made the Super Bowl in year two in Cincinnati, doors open. Like, just step right in. Like, there's nothing really standing in your way.
You know me. I do not co-sign this kind of thinking. I think the Chiefs might be the one team that if they just said, hey, we're going to give Gardner Minshew a chance to play out the string here, mm-hmm. but we're going to shut down Chris Jones. We're going to shut down this guy. We're going to shut down this guy. I wouldn't hate it. And simply because this next year, and it might be 2 years, but this next, at least this offseason, if you can get the 10th pick in this draft, you're going to find a tackle. You're going to find an elite wide receiver. Like, the things that they need most on the offense are the things of which there are an abundance of if you're picking right. early enough in each round.
It's just not how they think. It's not how they operate, but it is interesting. That's what I was thinking about earlier, like that idea that if you could go pick number 10 this year and then pick number 10 next year, how valuable that'd be for the return of Mahomes and just do like a reset season. And Chris Jones, his final year, his money goes off the books after next year. Yeah, Travis Kelce retires, so his money's then off the books. And like you have all these things that would just work in your favor. And then you start act number two for Mahomes.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I mean, it's funny, like...
With like a, basically a fresh start.
Like with Brady, I know everybody says like, oh, he had two acts. No, guys, he had three. There was the first team, then there was the middle run, and then there was the end run.
Well, the middle run, though, was 10 years of not going to the Super Bowl is the problem, or winning the Super Bowl.
No,
so like that's why people break it up. But like if you could have Mahomes have this time where you just get a year to reset the books, and then you get back-to-back years of top 10 draft picks, like there's so much value in that, like a reset for a superstar. But he needs it. He needs it. The past couple of years, they have not done him any favors. He needs something like this. I just don't think they're going to go that route and do it.
Did something just happen with Rhys Hoskins? I'm asking because I just got a text about whether Rhys Hoskins...
Was this Mac?
No, for once it's not
on his off day, texting you about Rhys Hoskins?
Tweeting me about Rhys Hoskins. So I'm not saying anything. I just got a text from somebody who usually is pretty on the ball about this stuff, and he just texted me something about Rhys Hoskins. All right, so I'm not saying anything. Just to be clear, you're not saying anything either?
No, I haven't really typed in Rhys Hoskins, though. I'm at the point where I have to remind myself that he spells his name in a really funny way.
R-H-Y-S.
Yeah, I know. That's like, it's who would think that's, I mean, it's just, it's always been that way. It's just one of those things you have to think about.
All right, quick sidebar. That's on me. We'll see if Rhys Hoskins does anything.
That's all right. While we're talking baseball, your guy Garcia went to the Phillies today. Very affordable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Between $10 million deal. Like, that's not bad
Adelis
at all.
Adelis Garcia getting 1 year $10 million and Lane Thomas getting 1 year $5.5 million and the Guardians.
I would have totally had Garcia here for $10
million. Yeah, me too. And here's the thing. Is it just some iteration of Carlos Santana where you're like, man, if he outperforms what he was last year, it's a huge win. Is it a gamble? Yes. With that kind of power, I would have gambled on Adelis Garcia.
For sure. I don't see anything here with Hoskins.
All right.
It's just the first base market just continues to kind of just thin itself, though.
I mean, in fairness.
Goldschmidt, Hoskins, France.
In fairness, Josh Bell going to Minnesota does nothing for me. So I think we're okay. Coming back to.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with Josh Bell.
Mahomes. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Chiefs do this. And whether it's true or not, like if we just end up Matt Stafford versus Josh Allen in the Super Bowl, okay.
That's a great Super Bowl.
It is a great Super Bowl, but
Josh Allen versus a bag of donuts is a good Super Bowl.
Well, I was going to say, I think it might actually be better for the NFL than, I don't know about Drake May because he plays in such a huge market. Who was the other? Bo Nix versus... who is the other quarterback from the NFC? This is great radio, by the way.
I don't know who you're going. I can't read your mind.
It's from the NFC.
I don't know.
You start
Sam Darnold?
Naming young quarterbacks.
Sam Darnold, is that who you're going
yes,
for?
Yes, thank you. That's actually who
I was trying to think of the
about.
Worst NFC quarterback I'd want to see in the Super Bowl, and that was the answer.
Bo Nix versus Sam Darnold, and we're all a lot more invested in the Bad Bunny halftime show than we are right now.
And I'm not invested in that at all.
Oh, I'm going to watch a little,
the Puppy
stop.
Bowl?
I didn't know if we were going to watch the alternate Super Bowl show that...
I just don't know any Bad Bunny music. I don't care one way or another. It's still a halftime show. I'll watch. I couldn't name you a Bad Bunny song to save my life. Could you?
I'm a Bad Bunny, as I believe.
Is
one
that
of the
name of it?
we're laughing.
We're having fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.